babe.
Hey, how about a little...
Ouch! Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Yes, I'm Maisie, like the fella said, Maisie Revere. Just the gal that started at the bottom and stayed there. By profession, I'm in show business. Show business. That's basic training for starving to death. Right now, I'm in California. You know, the state that's surrounded on all sides by Los Angeles. I came out here to maybe crash into the movie. But here I am, a waitress working in one of those swank Hollywood restaurants. One of them $20 a bottle champagne joints, where you pay triple, see double, and feel single. Uh-oh. I'm getting a signal from the maitre d'.
Maisie, if you don't mind, please. The party at table 8 is complaining about his steak.
I know, Mr. Captain, but I can't take the steak back. He already bent it.
Really? Strong, isn't it?
Yeah, muscles of steel. What you want I should do? Get him another steak?
But perhaps I'd better handle this, Miss Revere. And I think you'd better take the order of those two young tourists on number 12.
Oh, you mean the table right off the kitchen, our snake pit?
Yes, they've been waiting a half hour to be served. You may take their order, Maisie.
Okay. Well, Maisie, this is your lucky day. A chance for a real dime tip.
Oh, miss, we've all been waiting here for a half hour.
You have? My, time sure flies, don't it?
Lila, honey, it's very obvious that they don't want our business here. Why, back home, we'd even treat Yankees better than this. Let's go.
Roger Beaufort, I don't intend to stir a foot from this nightclub until I've seen my very special movie star, Jonathan Bradshaw. I know he frequents this place. I read all about it in the fan magazines.
Well, you kids better save your hard-earned money. Your drool boy, Mr. Bradshaw, won't be here tonight. He's home with a case of pomane poisoning.
He is? Gee, that's swell.
Oh, poor Jonathan. Has pomane poisoning. How'd you get it?
Here's a menu. Pick out anything you can't miss.
Shucks, honey, why do you need Bradshaw? After all, you got me.
Don't put up much of an argument for his side, does he, honey?
Lila, sugar, I stood for just about enough of your childishness. I followed you all the way here from Georgia to talk you out of this silly infatuation for that Bradshaw person and take you back home. And we're going right now.
Without even one teeny-weeny glimpse of my dream man? Roger Beaufort, you all are just about the cruelest man I ever did see.
Well, now look, honey. I'm on Roger's side. I know that Jonathan Bradshaw is handsome.
Exciting.
Romantic.
Eyes that burn right through you.
6'2", broad-shouldered, gorgeous dimple in his chin.
Miss, will you do me a favor and get off my side?
Lila Sugar, being married to a man like Jonathan Bradshaw ain't just sugar and cream. You'd have to share him with millions of other women. Every woman wants him. But being married to Roger here would be different.
That's right.
Yeah. No other woman would want him.
Exactly. And I say, wait a minute.
I don't understand what you all mean, miss.
Well, I do. I think.
I mean, you got a nice boy here who's nuts about you. You ought to go back home and marry him before he finds somebody else.
Yeah, maybe I really should.
Oh, I could never marry anybody else.
Roger, shut up already.
Well, I could marry anybody else.
There are other girls back home who are just crazy to marry you, aren't there?
Well, they are. I mean, they sure are.
So, Roger, Roger Lee Beaufort, you all have been doing a little shopping around while my back was turned.
Oh, but Lila, honey, sugar, I just made up.
Made up what, Mr.
Beaufort? And made up his mind that if you wanted to hang around Hollywood just to get a look at Jonathan Bradshaw, that he was going back home and marry that cute little redhead that's been throwing herself at you. Right, Roger?
Roger. Hey, wait a minute. Cute little redhead. I don't remember.
That seems like there are lots of things you don't remember, Mr. Beaufort, including the fact that you asked me first.
Oh, now, look, honey, you're the only girl I ever wanted to marry.
I'm the only one you will, Roger Lee Beaufort. We're driving back home right now.
But what about Jonathan Bradshaw? I thought you wanted to get a good...
Delicious crackers, aren't these, sir?
Thanks for jamming that crack in his mouth, Miss. For trying to make up silly reasons for me to stay here, he should be choked. Hey, you go get the car immediately, Roger. I'll be with you as soon as I powder my nose.
Feel better now, son?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, Roger, looks like a complete victory for your side.
Gosh, I still don't get it. Just because Lila got the notion that there were other women interested in me, she suddenly discovered I'm the only man in the world for her. Now, how do you explain that?
Well, the answer is simple. She's a woman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Maisie, if you're through with these people, kindly wait on table 14.
Sure, Captain, I'll be right over. Jonathan Bradshaw.
Bradshaw? You mean he's here? Oh, gosh, just wait till Lila sees him.
Oh, but she mustn't see him, don't you understand?
No.
Neither do I, Miss Revere.
Well, if she gets one glimpse of him and then checks what she's going to marry... Could be even a redhead back home wouldn't help. Don't you understand?
Miss Revere, Jonathan Bradshaw is a star and a customer. A spending customer. And if we lost him...
Say, that's it. That's just it. Oh, I'll wait on Mr. Bradshaw, Captain, like he's never been waited on before.
Thank you, Maisie, and do hurry. He's been doing a love scene with Esther Williams all afternoon. And that kind of work gives a man an appetite, you know.
Now, Roger... Get out in the parking lot and get your motor going for a fast takeoff.
Oh, gosh, now I get it. Oh, but Lila's in there powdering her nose, and she's a long powderer.
Yeah, that's why I'll have to get Bradshaw out of here before little Lila fastens her eyes on him. Now get going now, chum.
Oh, miss. The waitress.
Was you addressing me, chum?
Miss, do you realize who I am? I'm Jonathan Bradshaw, the famous movie star.
So what you want us to do, fall away dead? In this joint, picture stars is a dime a dozen.
I have half a mind to complain to the head waiter.
Me too. All the other waitresses get the big parties to wait on with big tips. And what does that schmo hand me to serve? A table with one tired customer.
Well, that does it. Oh, Captain, Captain.
Okay, you don't have to make a federal case out of this. What do you have?
Well, that's better. Now, let's see what I'd like to eat. I'll have a...
Make up your mind, will you? I ain't got all day.
Oh, well, do forgive me for taking up your valuable time, miss.
How about a hunk of fish?
I don't like fish.
Who does? But fish is good for you. It gives you brains.
And what makes you think I don't have any brains?
You've eaten here before and you came back.
Please let me order what I want. After all, it's my stomach. Now, let's see. How's the steak today?
One order of fish.
Oh, the steak tough?
There ain't anybody in the joint that'll eat it.
Hey, miss, if I weren't so starved, I'd scram out of here and go someplace else.
Oh, well, now you're getting smart. If you leave now, you can beat the cover charge. If you hurry. Now,
miss, are you trying to get rid of me?
Oh, well, no, Mr. Bradshaw, I'm just doing this to... Well, there's a young girl here. She thinks you're the most wonderful man in the whole world.
Mighty smart girl.
But you don't understand, Mr. Bradshaw. She's engaged to marry a nice young man. Of course, he isn't anything like you.
Well, who is?
Mr. Bradshaw, you can do this girl a big favor. Do something that'll make her happy for the rest of her life.
Oh, all right. Get me your autograph book and I'll sign it.
No, Mr. Bradshaw. You see, if this girl actually sees you in the flesh, she may never want to go back home and marry the boy she was brought up with.
It's very understandable, miss. Very understandable.
Well, she's just about ready to go home with this boy and, well...
If she saw me, she just couldn't go through with it.
Yes.
She saw me.
Yeah. The celebrity struck kid. Just look at her, lying there.
Oh, it happens all the time.
And Maisie, quickly, it's that girl. She just fainted. Give her a glass of water, a doctor.
Oh, a doctor won't help her. I'll take her into the powder room and see if I can snap her out of it.
Oh, anything I can do to help?
Yeah. Bob dead.
Oh, such impudence. Miss Revere, you're fired. Turn in your towel.
Oh, come now, Captain. Give the girl another chance. I guess I'm really to blame.
Oh, very well, Miss Revere. You may stay on. But first, do something about that girl lying there on the floor. One of our patrons may trip over her.
Oh, I'll handle it, chum.
Look, I'm truthfully sorry that I've been the cause of any disturbance on that girl's part, miss. If there's anything I can do to, well, set her straight, don't hesitate to call on me.
Well, gee, thanks, Mr. Bradshaw. You know, for an actor, you're almost human. There. You feeling better, honey?
Ah, darling. Jonathan Bradshaw in person. Oh, and he just dreamed.
Oh, sure, doll. Now, honey, if you feel strong enough to leave.
And he looked at me, and he smiled at me, too.
Sure. Now, we can't keep Roger waiting.
Oh, I can't go home now. Now that I've seen Jonathan.
Look, honey, Roger, the cute redhead back home, you remember?
When he looked at me, his eyes, they seemed to say, don't go out of my life, my darling. I want to meet you, get to know you better.
That redhead's going to get Roger, honey.
I don't care. I'd wait forever for Jonathan. Forever.
But what about Roger?
That child.
Well, look, honey, you ain't no Al Jolson yourself.
Oh, Jonathan is kind, gentle, understanding. In every picture, he's just what any girl would ever dream of. The perfect, romantic, sincere lover.
But that's just a part he plays. Honey, suppose you found out that Jonathan wasn't really what you thought. That in true life he was, a wolf.
Oh, no. He couldn't be. He just couldn't. That would destroy everything that's ever been between us. Everything.
But you'd be afraid to meet Jonathan Bradshaw at his apartment.
I saw you talking to him and pointing me out to him. He didn't invite me to his apartment.
Well, honey, I cannot tell a lie, but sometimes. Yes.
He did. When? Oh, where did he live? What'll I wear? Gosh.
Well, Jonathan asked me to tell you to be at his place at 9 tonight. The Sunset Arms. He'll be there. Alone.
Oh, gosh. I'd better hurry to the hotel and change.
Lala, honey, you sure took a long time in that place.
Oh, hello, Roger. And goodbye. Forever.
Oh, sure, forever. Say, what's this all about?
Well, I'll explain, Roger. Lila has a date tonight at Jonathan Bradshaw's apartment.
Oh, I thought it was something I said. At his apartment?
Oh, well, there's nothing to worry about, I hope.
Nothing to worry about? But suppose he well, you know, gets fresh.
Exactly. That's what we want.
Oh, yeah. We do?
Well, don't you see? If Lila finds out that Bradshaw's no gentleman but just a wolf, it'll break her heart.
And that's good?
Well, for you, yes. Then she wouldn't want a handsome, interesting man anymore. She'll want you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't have any competition anymore. Say, how did you all fix it?
Fix it?
I mean, get Bradshaw to invite her to his place and disillusion her by being a wolf.
Well, that part I haven't arranged yet. But I'm going right over and make the arrangements.
Oh, but suppose he refuses to. Well, you know, suppose he acts like a perfect gentleman instead of, well, you know.
Why, he wouldn't dare, Sonny. No gentleman could be that much of a heel.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Thank you.
now back to Maisie.
Oh, there you are, Maisie. Give her this.
Give her what, Captain?
Why, the girl who fainted. Give her this brandy. It'll make her feel like a new woman.
That'll be a switch. Right now she feels like a new man, Jonathan Bradshaw. You pardon me now, Captain. I gotta go over to Mr. Bradshaw's table. Here, let me have that brandy.
The brandy?
Yes, when I tell him what's in store for him tonight, I got a feeling he's gonna need it.
Maisie, Mr. Bradshaw just left.
Left?
For his apartment. He said he's expecting a woman.
Yeah, I know. But wait a minute. How could he possibly know?
He ought to know. Mr. Bradshaw just received a phone call at his table from a woman and asked her to meet him at his apartment. I believe her name was Marcella.
Marcella? Oh, how could he be that fickle?
That fickle?
Yeah. He's got an appointment to meet Lila at his apartment.
Oh. Well, maybe he forgot about it.
Oh, how can you be so stupid? How could he forget about it if he doesn't even know about it?
That's right. He doesn't know he has a date with this Lila?
Well, how could he? I didn't even tell him yet.
Oh. Maisie, maybe you'd better drink this brandy.
I never touch the stuff. Bye, Captain. I gotta rush down to Bradshaw's apartment and clear the deck for action with Lila.
Oh, you're a bit early, my duck. What are you doing here?
I'm the one that asked the questions, Mr. Bradshaw. What is she doing here?
Is she? What's she?
Oh, you needn't try to lie out of it, Mr. Bradshaw. I know how it is.
You do? How is it?
You must get rid of her or it'll spoil everything.
There's something to be spoiled.
Well, how would she feel if she came here and found her here instead of her? Did you ever think of that?
Hey, look, I don't understand.
Well, how could you? You've never been a woman.
It's true. And frankly, I'm glad. Now, if you don't mind leaving real fast, I'm expecting a woman, and she wouldn't relish finding another one here.
That's right. And I don't want Lila to find out about you that way.
Lila? Who's Lila?
Who's Lila? Well, she's the one that's coming here you should make nasty-type love to, silly. Oh, yeah. I was so excited I forgot all this might come as a bit of a surprise to you.
Just a bit? What's this thing about making nasty-type love to this Lila?
Well, Mr. Bradshaw, back at the restaurant, you said you'd do anything to make Lila content to go back home with her boyfriend and marry him. Now, do you understand now?
Should I?
Well, the only way I figured Lila would ever forget about you was to disillusion her about you. Show her you were nothing but a wolf.
But I'm not a wolf. I'm a plain, ordinary, respectable married man.
And being a real good actor, I thought all you had to do was... married? To a woman?
Yes, it's a family tree. All we Bradshaws married women.
But you can't. You mustn't. What did she think?
Exactly. Marcella's a very jealous woman.
Marcella?
Well, we've been married a long time, secretly. Keep separate apartments and all that because, well, it might hurt my box office draw if my female admirers knew I wasn't available. And my wife says.
Oh, my gosh. Why didn't you tell me before I went through all this trouble?
Well, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm the injured party. Why should I be sorry? My wife.
Well, I guess that answers your question. I'll go out and try to head Lila off.
Yes. I mean, no. You can't leave.
But please, Mr. Bradshaw, you're a married man.
I mean, Marcella mustn't see you. Hey, quick, there's a closet behind the goldfish bowl. Go, get in there.
Well, it's too small. Besides, I can't swim.
I mean, get in the closet. Quick.
Oh, okay.
Now, don't make a sound, and don't you even... Oh, good evening, Marcella, darling.
Greetings, Jonathan, darling. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Yeah, I'm glad. I mean, come in. Sit down on the Lila. Let me take your Maisie.
Jonathan, whatever's come over you?
Nothing, dearie. It's just...
Just that you've been working too hard.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I mean, I have.
Oh, well, Marcella's here, darling, to make you forget all your troubles.
Oh, Marcy, honey, I know you're a very understanding woman, intelligent and modern.
And shrewd, too, darling. And I know exactly what's going on.
You do?
Yes. See, the reason I insisted on this arrangement of keeping our marriage secret is because, well, darling, your attractiveness to women isn't quite what it used to be.
That's what you think, honey.
That's what the studio thinks, too, baby. I know this arrangement of ours is far from, shall we say, totally satisfactory. But if our marriage ever became known, darling, your box office draw would really be dead. Oh, darling, you're in awful spots.
See, you don't know the half of it.
Oh, but I do, darling. There's only one thing that'll put you up there among the box office champs again. A good story.
Hey, yeah. Let's discuss it, dear. At your place.
At my place?
Yes, I want to go someplace where I can breathe.
Oh, you can breathe here, darling.
Yeah, I mean permanently. Honey, I,
Jonathan, what was that?
What was what?
That. It came from the closet.
Oh, that was the cat. Yeah, I said that was the cat.
Jonathan, darling, you know very well they don't permit pets in this building.
Yeah, I know, my dear, but it was just a poor stray kitten I picked up. It was so sad, so forlorn.
Yeah. Oh, Jonathan, you're just a big-hearted baby, aren't you, picking up a stray cat?
Yeah. It deserved that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, a talking cat, eh? And a blonde one, too.
Hello?
Yeah, Marcella, darling, you've got to believe me. I'm perfectly innocent.
You expect me to believe that, dear?
Well, I know it isn't easy, Mrs. Bradshaw, but you should thought yourself. You're the only one that Jonathan loves.
Yeah, that's right. I've never seen this woman before, have I, Maisie?
You've never seen her before, and still you call her Maisie. Oh, come, you can do better than that.
No, but I think I can. Mrs. Bradshaw, your husband is a wonderful guy, really wonderful. I came up here to ask him to do a favor for charity, and when we heard you come in, we knew it would look funny finding me here, so I hid in the closet.
Well, that's believable.
It is? I mean, Marcella, you're wonderful.
Yes, you're the only woman in his life, Mrs. Bradshaw, the only one.
Oh, I'm sure of it. I hope.
Oh, I do hope you all will forgive me for just walking in, Mr. Bradshaw. But the door was open and I didn't think you had company.
Lila. Well, Jonathan, looks like this is your big day for stray kittens.
Yeah. Look, folks, if you'll excuse us, I'd like to be alone with the woman I adore.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan, honey. I feel the same way about you.
Now I've got to get my thinking cap working again.
Well. It looks like the entire story hasn't yet come out.
Hey, miss, I meant I wanted to be alone with my wife.
Your wife?
Oh! I think I'll go now. This is where I came in.
On hand, my fiancé, Bradshaw, you wolf.
Roger, what are you doing here?
I followed my girl here when I found out that Yankee had invited her here for... Roll up your sleeves, Bradshaw. I demand satisfaction.
Oh, go away before I slap you, sonny.
Okay, but you don't have to get sore. I was just doing what Maisie thought I should.
Maisie?
Oh, look, this is getting a bit too complicated to follow. Maisie, would you mind doing the honors?
Well, it's a long story, Mrs. Bradshaw.
Mrs. Bradshaw? You his mother, lady?
No, his grandmother.
Sure enough. Say, you look kind of young for a grandmother.
Oh, Roger, shut up.
Mrs. Bradshaw, I guess I'm just a jerk.
And never mind the obvious. Get on with what this is about.
You mean you don't know either, Jonathan?
I'm the only one that knows the whole thing. It started this way. I was working at this restaurant, and Lila and Roger here were... And that's the whole story, Mrs. Bradshaw. Now, if somebody would kindly open a window, I'd like to jump out.
Oh, gosh. You mean you all went through all that for poor little me?
And me? Gosh.
Well, Miss Revere, I've heard stories in my time, but this one really takes the cake. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to make a phone call.
To Marcella, who are you calling?
My lawyer.
Lawyer? You mean you're divorcing Jonathan?
No, darling. Tying up the rights to that yarn for the screen. It's just the kind of story that Jonathan needs to get back on top.
Say, you're right. And Maisie, this should bring quite a hunk of change your way.
Oh, that's right. What are you going to do with the money, Maisie?
Well, first I'm going to the hospital for a major operation I've been needing for a long time.
Operation?
Yeah. I'm going to have my big fat mouth sewed up. Come on, you kid. You got to get started back home.
Yeah. Well,
Bye, Mr. Bradshaw. And thanks, anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care of your girl, Roger.
Oh, thank you. And take care of your grandson, Mrs. Bradshaw. He's a killer with women.
Don't go already.
Come on, kids. Well, children, I guess this is what they call the happy ending. Lila, Bradshaw's out of your system for keeps. Now you've got Roger.
Yeah. True, he's got a lot to learn, but he's all mine.
Oh, gosh, Maisie. What can I ever do to thank you?
Oh, just be good to Lila and name the first after me.
The first? The first what?
Oh, go already.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Again, here's Maisie.
Well, Roger and his little Dixie cup Lila are now headed back home to be married, and I wish them the best. I hope for Lila's sake that she made the right choice, because, well, some of those hasty marriages are like eating in a cafeteria. You grab the first thing that looks good and pay for it later. And I hope that Roger made the right selection for a mate, too. Lila's pretty, but lots of men who fall in love with a dimple make the mistake of marrying the whole girl. Well, it's getting kind of late. So come on, little feet. Take little old Maisie home.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Joan Banks, Sammy Hill, Howard McNear, Peter Leeds, and Frank Nelson. Jack McCoy speaking. ¶¶